Chapter 18. Canterlot. The occupants of Canterlot Castle couldn't help but cast wary looks towards the group moving their way through the castle. The ponies leading them through the halls were familiar enough. Both were captains of their respective Royal Guard regiments, and the pony just behind them was decked out in EUP armor. However, behind these three walked five stallions armed with unsettling, obsidian-hilted swords. These stallions were arranged in a protective, circular formation around a very self-conscious lavender mare they all recognized. Twilight Sparkle had returned. But of course, by this point, most of them had heard the rumors, and that certainly didn't help the mutual feeling of unease among the spectators. And Twilight could hear all too well the murmurs among them. Is that Twilight Sparkle? What is a changeling doing here? You don't actually believe those rumors, do you? What if she controls our minds? There you are! A new, much happier voice emerged just ahead of them. Twilight poked her head around the individuals in front of her to try to get a glimpse of the pony who had said that, and what she saw was a unicorn mare with a white coat, a dark brown mane, lighter brown eyes, and a cutie mark of an ink pen and inkwell. Twilight, is that you?
Hi, Raven,
Twilight said rather meekly.
Oh my gosh, we have to tell Her Highness right away,
Raven exclaimed, turning to make a mad dash to where she knew Celestia would be.
Whoa, hold up there, Raven, Shining Armor moved to intercept her. We're on our way to see her right now, so there's no need for a mad rush. I assume she'll be in her study at this time?
Raven paused in her attempts to scamper away, stood up straight, and adjusted her glasses as she calmed herself.
Yes. Her Highness entered our study just a few minutes ago.
Thanks, Raven.
Oh, but you are all right, aren't you, Twilight, dear? I can't imagine what a horrible experience you must have been put through.
A look of care and concern crossed her face.
Don't worry about me. I'm fine. It wasn't actually as bad as you think it was.
Raven quirked an eyebrow.
Really? How so? I don't want to talk about it here and now. Maybe later? Oh, that's fine. I understand. Anyway, as I said, Her Highness is in her personal study. Your return will be a tremendous weight off her shoulders. I don't think I've ever seen her that upset in, well, ever.
Thanks for the directions, Raven, Shining spoke again. Have a good day now.
Thank you, Captain. It was so good to see you again, Twilight.
Raven waved as she departed down the halls, and the group continued towards where Princess Celestia awaited. The journey didn't take long. A walk down the castle's many hallways later, and the group of ponies and changelings stopped just outside of the door leading into Celestia's private study. To Twilight, the door seemed to grow larger and more intimidating as she considered who lay within. The fear she displayed didn't go unnoticed by the others present, and neither did it go unnoticed to those actively monitoring from slightly further away.
Twilight, I am here if you need me.
Chrysalis spoke over the hive.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Sparkle, Vladimir undressed. We'll report in first, and then you can talk with the princess.
Yeah, sure. Could you all stay outside when I speak to her? Because, well...
Cardus gave Twilight a sympathetic smile.
If that is your wish, just call us if you need us. We'll be right outside the door.
The other guards seemed uneasy at the prospect of letting their princess face the Princess of the Sun alone, but followed their instructions, however reluctantly. Taking on an air of professionalism, Shining Armor, Vladimir, and Longshot gently opened the door and entered the room beyond. Princess Celestia was sitting behind her desk. A mountain of paperwork sat beside her, with one scroll caught within her golden magical aura. With a sigh of disapproval, She placed down the piece of paper she was examining, and after signing it with a quill in all of the relevant places, she stamped a big red denied over the form. She then moved to place it on another pile of paperwork, along with the rest of the papers marked with denied, only to jerk up slightly as she spotted she had visitors, and saw who those visitors were. Your Highness. Vlad moved ahead of the others, saluting to the Solar Princess. Mission objective has been completed. Ready to report. Celestia shook her head to shake off the surprise of their appearance, before taking on her more normal regal posture.
Go ahead, Captain. You located the Changeling Hive?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. I'm glad you are safe, my little ponies.
However, before we go into details, you should know that there were complications. Internally, Vladimir was shaking, but his training allowed him to remain stoic. Celestia raised an eyebrow at the statement.
Complications? How so?
Before the lunar captain could answer, Longshot cut in.
I think you should see yourself, he said, ignoring Vladimir's annoyed glare.
You can come in now, he called out to the door. The door opened a crack, and a trembling lavender mare slowly meandered her way into the room. The sight of this mare caused Celestia's eyes to widen to the size of dinner plates. As Twilight endured the Solar Princess's gaze, the three stallions decided it prudent to leave them be, and quickly vacated the room, Vlad berating an unrepentant Longshot due to the latter's interruption seconds earlier. Now, it was just Celestia and Twilight Sparkle left in the study.
Princess?
Suddenly, Twilight was lifted up into a bone-crushing hug backed by the power of the sun itself. Celestia, having moved from behind the desk to Twilight in a speed only thought possible by a certain manic pink mare.
Twilight, it's really you?
Twilight's response was muffled within the alabaster alicorn's fur. Celestia quickly released Twilight to allow her a chance to breathe, giving her an apologetic and yet joyful smile. Celestia sucked in a wet-sounding breath, her eyes beginning to glisten.
Forgive me, my faithful student, but when you were taken from us, I was afraid I lost you. You were?
Celestia nodded in confirmation to her previous statement.
Thank you, Princess, but I'm fine, really. Twilight, it's just Celestia, please. Besides, from what I have gathered, you and I perhaps hold the same title?
Celestia said, if just a bit teasingly.
Well, Princess...
Celestia resisted the urge to roll her eyes at still being called Princess instead of Celestia.
It's true. Can I see? See what?
Celestia poked her chest with a hoof.
You.
Twilight cringed in hesitation, still unsure of how the Solar Princess would react.
Twilight,
Celestia said gently, using a hoof to softly turn Twilight to look her in the eyes.
I promise I won't be mad. But if you don't want to show me, that's fine too.
Finally, Twilight relented, and after backing up slightly, allowed green flames to whip around her body, returning Princess Twilight into view. Celestia examined Twilight's alien form, and yet her warm smile and loving, caring eyes never faded, or even wavered for a second.
Thank you, Twilight, for trusting me. You should never be ashamed or afraid to show your true self to the world. I don't think I can show myself even if I wanted to.
Twilight mumbled to the floor. Celestia jerked upright.
And why ever not?
Twilight looked up at Celestia in confusion.
Does your mother want war with Equestria?
Twilight's eyes widened.
No! Does she intend to continue with hostilities? No!
A smile settled across her muzzle.
Then I think you can be considered the first dignitary sent by the Hive to negotiate a peace between our peoples. Thus, you and any changeling that may have come with you are now under the protection of the Equestrian throne.
Wait, what? Accepting you I expected, but this...
Chrysalis commented over the Hive.
I don't know what to say. How am I meant to be an ambassador between us? What if I mess up? What if...
Twilight?
Oh, sorry.
Twilight blushed, burying the panic as deep as she could.
Of course, I would help you and make sure your position and protection is known to Equestria. As for any potential negotiations, I'm confident in your abilities, Twilight. I have taught you about politics to the best of my ability. Having known you yourself would have to deal with it someday. If not quite like this. What do you mean by that?
Celestia sighed.
That is a conversation for later. But if you still feel uncomfortable doing this alone, I'm sure Queen Chrysalis has diplomats that will help out, surely?
What do you think, Mother? This is sudden, but what do we have to lose at this point? I have some changelings that I usually send to deal with other hives when my presence isn't required, so I'll send them to you. Trot carefully, my daughter. Some ponies may oppose this.
Twilight?
Twilight snapped out of the Hive communication to see Celestia wondering why she had paused in such a way.
Oh, sorry. Mother says she agrees.
Celestia's eyebrow attempted to say hi to her horn.
Wait, how? Edrigor, or Hive Mind, if you prefer.
Research mode Twilight was almost showing through.
Interesting. That's quite a bit we have to learn about changelings. Changelings have an egregore, some empathic senses. And if you're interested, I have made detailed notes on changeling biology, physiology, some of their history, among other things. By the way, can I use the Royal Library later? There's something I need to look up.
Celestia chuckled.
Your inquisitive mind is always welcome in the Royal Library, Twilight. As you well know. By the way, your friends are still in the castle. They're here?
Celestia nodded.
I will gather them in the dining hall. They will be eager to meet you.
Celestia moved away from the changeling princess and opened the door to find Longshot and all of the changeling guards, with the exception of Cardis, listening in at the door. Shining, Vlad, and Cardis simply face-hoofed. They tried to warn them that they would be caught. Of the five eavesdroppers, Longshot was the one that Celestia recognized, but the other four she did not.
Friends of yours, Twilight? They're, well... my guards.
My, you have guards now? Celestia teased.
Twilight, why aren't you disguised?
Cardis asked.
Well, if you were listening in...
Longshot started with a smirk. Spike sat at the dining room table, surrounded by a rather large group of ponies. The five element bearers were there, as was Princesses Cadence and Luna.
Why are we here exactly?
Spike asked, munching on a small plate of gems.
My sister has something she wants to talk to you all about,
Luna said knowingly, having already been informed.
Yeah, but what is that?
Rainbow Dash blurted out.
I don't like being kept in the dark like this.
She hovered above the group, forelegs crossed and a scowl on her face.
I'm sure Princess Celestia has a very good reason,
Fluttershy muttered lightly. Rainbow looked at the timid yellow Pegasus.
And what might... Where's Pinky gone?
The group looked around to see that the excitable pink pony had indeed vanished, and yet the door hadn't been opened, and all the windows couldn't be opened. Neither were they smashed.
The pink one is going to give me a migraine, Luna sighed.
That's Pinkie Pie for you. Best you just accept it and let that be that, Applejack suggested. Luna's eye twitched.
Thou may be correct. 'Tis perhaps for the best.
Dialect,
Celestia's voice sounded as she entered the room.
Tia, I will end you!
Luna shouted out in annoyance, turning to glare at her amused sister.
Gah! Well, since you are here, perhaps we can get started.
Started with what, Your Highness? Rarity asked. Your summons were awfully sudden.
Captain Shining Armor, Captain Vladimir Vespertilio, and Sergeant Longshot have returned.
Shiny's back?
Cadence brightened up.
Is he all right?
He is fine, Cadence,
Celestia answered.
He and the others are just writing up their reports.
And Twilight?
Celestia smiled.
See for yourself.
Celestia stood to the side to show the chitin-clad form of Twilight approach sheepishly. Five other, now undisguised, changelings standing back to give their princess some space.
Welcome home, Twilight!
A hyperactive voice exclaimed, alongside masses of confetti being fired out of a cannon, the pink mare having emerged from a new broken wall. Somehow, in that split second, a giant banner reading, Welcome Back from the Hive, Twilight, had been set up and all of Twilight's guards had been given party hats.
Laughter! Did you have to break the wall?
Luna seethed as she tried to comprehend what just happened. Pinky shrugged.
Hey, at least I didn't break the fourth wall this time. Oh, wait.
Twilight was knocked out of her own attempts at comprehension, where she was promptly glomped by a small purple dragon, and then buried under a pile of blue, yellow, orange, white, and pink, as her friends all tackled her into a relieved hug, none of them seeming to care about the whole changeling thing. Captain Cardus almost had a conniption.
Hey, girls! Hey, Spike!
Twilight hugged them back. Reluctantly, the seven untangled themselves from the cuddle pile.
Whew, I must say, darling, you really make chitin work. Now, I simply must make a dress to compliment it. Your old dresses really won't fit the new look, or your wings, but I'm sure I can make one that is simply looks fabulous on you, free of charge, of course.
Rainbow snorted.
Of course, that's the first thing on your mind, Rares.
So, none of you care that I'm a changeling?
Twilight asked in slight surprise.
Sugarcube, we wouldn't care if you were a mishmash draconiquis. You are our friend, and of.
Twilight could feel the emotions coming from her friends, and it was almost too much for her. Luckily, Rainbow was ready to bring her back in a way only Rainbow could.
The real question is, do you know how to use those wings?
Well, I'm learning, but I can't really fly yet, so...
What?! Sorry, no friend of mine is being stuck on the ground if I can help it. Egghead, don't you worry. Once I'm done, you may almost be as good as me.
That's not really necessary.
Oh no, I insist.
Rainbow said while pressing her face against Twilight's, making the latter very uncomfortable.
Simmer down, Rainbow.
Applejack bit on Rainbow's tail and dragged her back.
I think you can let things calm down first, at least.
The multicolored mare simply huffed in response, but did as she was told. Now Cadence approached, seemingly very unsure of herself as she looked at Twilight's true form. Images of her time captive in the caves flashed in her mind. Twilight saw Cadence react in this way, but her good mood was replaced with a despondent one, her face following suit. Now that, Cadence couldn't abide.
Twilight.
Cadence signaled, her nervousness gone. Twilight understood what Cadence was signaling immediately, much to her joy.
Sunshine, sunshine, ladybugs awake. Clap your hooves and do a little shake.
Both mares sang while doing the dance to go with it. At the end, both broke down into a fit of giggles. Celestia smiled as she let the group continue to catch up. Luna moved in beside her.
I told you so, Luna said in satisfaction. I know, Lulu, I worry too much. However, I get the feeling our work is just beginning. Indeed. Any trouble on your way here? A few odd looks in the corridor, but my presence kept anything more from potentially happening. I'll make another announcement by day's end.
The two alicorns looked to the group again, seeing Rarity now fussing over the five hapless changeling guards, deciding how best to make them smart suits for special occasions. After she had been dragged away by a reluctant-looking Spike, Twilight had managed to introduce Cardus and his squad to her friends.
They are a curious group, aren't they? Things were much simpler 1,000 years ago,
Luna observed.
It keeps things interesting. Yes, but I heard you use that to your advantage at the gala.
Luna gave her sister a frown.
If you would attend, perhaps I wouldn't need to go to such extremes.
Luna dropped her glare and stuck out her tongue instead.
Not a chance.
In the background, Cadence broke off from the group and left the dining hall entirely, as the others began to talk, undoubtedly looking for that husband-to-be of hers. Shining Armor had finished writing his part of the report. Vlad and Longshot had since departed to get some rest and relaxation as a reward for a job well done. They needed it after their time in the Badlands. Shining, however, had gone to his fiancée's current residence in the castle. She, of course, wasn't there. So now he stood on the balcony, staring off into the distance.
Shiny?
Shining turned around to see a familiar pink alicorn standing there. Cadence! She exclaimed as he ran up to and kissed the alicorn, who kissed passionately back.
Don't scare me like that ever again, mister!
Shining chuckled. You're way too scary to risk disappointing.
Me? Scary?
The others don't know you like I do. He laughed. But a moment later, his face fell again.
Shiny, what's wrong?
Cadence, I said some things I didn't mean to, and lashed out and... I messed up. Bad.
What do you mean? Said things to whom?
She was instantly in her mothering mode. Twally. And I'm scared. Scared I may have driven my sister away for good. Cadence simply sighed.
Tell me everything.
The Barracks, Canterlot Castle. Longshot opened his provided locker and began to unload his armor and precious crossbow into it for storage.
Sergeant Longshot?
Longshot turned around to see a Pegasus with white fur and a blonde mane. His armor signified him as a commander of the Solar Guard.
Can I help you?
He asked as he slammed the locker door shut.
I'm Commander Broadsword, second to Captain Shining Armor. You were part of the mission to the Badlands, correct?
Longshot nodded, but couldn't help but feel something was off about this stallion.
All mission parameters achieved, I presume? Longshot didn't respond. Instead, he stared at the commander suspiciously. I'll take your silence as a yes. I'm pretty sure the details are classified. Sorry, sir. Oh, don't worry. I don't need to know the details. All that matters is Twilight Sparkle is in Canterlot, safe and sound. Broadsword smirked. They stood there for a few moments. As you were. Broadsword finally concluded. With that, Broadsword departed. A great many red flags sounded in Longshot's head, and yet he had nothing more to go on than pure gut instinct. No way to prove the commander was up to anything. It was gut instinct. Nothing more, nothing less. But that gut instinct was very rarely wrong.